So this is Bad Radio Reports, pretty much. And it's in honor of this past Monday. Wasn't it Monday?
Yeah.
Was the anniversary of the ticket, the actual date that it started up. I know we do Summer Bash kind of as a birthday thing, but that's just so we can guarantee good weather. It was actually this past Monday, and I really love that day on the ticket. Not really as much listening to us, because we kind of just do our regular thing.
Mm-hmm.
And on our anniversary, we kind of will tell stories about when we first met each other and such. But
it was actually a Terrence Trent D'Arby album.
I really like that day to hear, and maybe the Musers and Rhines are beaten by it a little bit almost, because they have gone over the stories not only on each, you know, birthday, but maybe at every road show they get stuff like that. But it is the ticket is a remarkable thing. As far as a radio station, it's not just cliche. There really isn't anything like it out there. Even if they got highly rated sports stations in other towns, I don't know what it is. It's a good mix. Maybe it's just Gordo thrown in would make anything this unique.
I don't know. To have a station that has most of the same cast as 17 years ago and all of the same cast of 11 or 12 years ago is stinking insane. And
for a whole decade at least.
Yeah, I don't know if there's another.
There can't be.
In the country.
There can't be, knowing what
from
we know about radio.
From 6A to 7P.
I mean, there are shows.
Same shows.
Shows that stand the test of time, but that's crazy for a whole broadcast day.
So, you know, as I hear Mike talk about, and Corby will kind of be egging him on and asking him questions about what was this like and putting together the investors and doing all this, it's fascinating to me. And I remember when I first heard of the ticket ever, it was with my buddy Jack, you know, his family. That's who we have our Thanksgiving dinner with every year. He's from Cleveland. I played Little League Baseball with him. But also, I'm good friends with some people. He's good friends with those same people. So we met kind of that way, too. But the point is, the first time I ever heard of the ticket was somewhere in the mid-90s when I was working in Cleveland. And we would always get one of those hotel room New Year's Eve bits where you pay a couple $100 or maybe $300. You get a hotel room. You get the parties. You get parties in three different rooms maybe, you know, buffet and all you can drink and all that kind of stuff. So as I'm sitting there hazy-eyed, don't know what's in my system at that time, he's telling me about this station that, you know, because it's when you work in radio and you go back home, it's they either talk to you about radio or they talk to you about sports or whatever. So it's sports radio. He's like, hey, there's a new sports station in Dallas. You should go work there. Like it's that easy. And I'm patting him on his head as if it's that easy. And, you know, I just said, yeah, whatever, dude. Well, then it turned out that it did end up working there 5 years later or something. So that's my little ticket story. But so we weren't here to hear what was on the air. And we uncovered some old tapes that were lying around the production room that we found from 1994. And it's just, to me, it was very interesting listening to these things. And let me just play some of it for you.
Okay.
And we'll play a bunch, I suppose. All right, let me just start with a couple of liners or something like that, and then we'll get into some hardline for you.
All right.
Go one-on-one with Chris Arnold and hot sports guests. Mornings, 9 to 11, on Sports Radio 1310. The tip.
Ooh. Some of that was edited out, I suppose. But there you go. There's just a Mornings, 9 to 11, was Chris Arnold. So, that was a little bit when we were here, right?
We overlapped with Chris probably almost 2 years, or at least I did. And then when our show started, we mixed with him for, what, 8, 6 months, 7 months?
How about this?
He's the most knowledgeable sports guy in town. Chuck Cooperstein. Drive Time. 5 to 8 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Do you ever remember that, Gerbs?
No.
How old are you?
25.
So how old were you when the Ticket was birthed?
8. Third grade.
My kid's in third grade.
And allow me to say, Coop is ridiculous.
What do you mean?
like the amount of sports he has in his
head. It's too much.
Makes me marvel at how is that possible.
It's too much. That guy is...
You don't have to be humble. He's not with us anymore.
No, that's not humble.
Yeah, but it's
he
weird.
He knows way more than I do. There's way more. And way more than the Schwab, probably. And
that's you know why? Because you know you're... Although you are the biggest sports nerd I know...
There's always a bigger.
You have a little well-roundedness to you. You also enjoy the Shield, and you enjoy some other thing. You enjoy music. I think all that other stuff that you spend some of your time on, he takes that time that you spend on that, and he invests it back into sports.
I wonder.
I don't think he has anything else but sports, I don't know him at all.
I sit in front of him at that classic they had, Gonzaga and Arkansas, when all the four teams played. And he was talking the whole entire time, and he's talking about players like six deep on the bench. See that number 10 right there? He's about to come in the game, and he'll rattle off something. I'm just thinking, like, dude.
You were at the game with Coop?
He was sitting behind me, and I could just hear him talking to someone else. Man, he was going hard.
Coop's insane.
All right, some more 1994. Sports Radio 1310. I also found these to
That's
be
Kelly
very...
Clarkson.
I do remember those liners, though.
These are incredibly generic. You think of the ticket and our funny promos and all this kind of stuff, and we're wheels off. But when they first started...
This is Dallas-Fort Worth's one and only 24-hour sports station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Pretty generic.
Bring that back.
How do we get more listeners, Bob? You promote football because people like football, right?
That's being tried this very day.
This town loves football. That's why we talk about it all day, all night. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That's all we do is talk football.
We wrote the book on sports radio. Nobody does it better. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What'd you say?
It's all first year?
1994.
Okay, so these are the first batch, and they were still sitting on the floor in there?
I think one of the tapes... was from 95, so a couple things I might mix in. In the next segment, we hope to be joined by Mike Reiner. They've got a roadshow really far away today, so I think he'll have time. Did I do this one yet? Oh, yeah, I did. I just want to hear it again. All right, here's...
Can't you see her with her headphones, just kind of eyes closed
right.
in the studio?
Here is... Okay, here's something I found amusing. It was Dunham and Miller doing an ad. And I just thought their inflection and everything was different than they act now.
Wow, this is great. Yeah, look at this.
Craig, put the Danny White scrapbook away and help me find my clubs. Hey, wait a minute. I've got the Danny White scrapbook. Let me see that thing. The Golf Everything pages, your total source to everything related to golf and the Metroplex?
Yeah, look at these coupons. There must be over $1,000 worth here. 2-for-1 greens fees, you buy a bucket of balls, get one free.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a coupon for discount prices on lessons. Why don't you use it before we play again?
Thank you. The Golf Everything pages is a telephone directory and every golf-related business
is he doing radio voice?
Did you speed up the tape?
Set you back $4.95 per issue.
There's no telling.
Issues published every 6 months.
Well, you never know about tapes.
The Golf Everything pages, a publication for all golfers. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Wow, here's a case of golf balls. My supply is running low, you know.
Tonight between 5:30 and 9.
Well, how does Club George sound the same?
Located 1 mile north of Highway 21 on Main Street.
Craig was so doing radio voice. Her.
That's brilliant.
How about this? Here, this will give you an idea of what's on the air. But everybody's a PD, right, Bob? A program director? Here is a call which is talking about what they think the ticket lineup should be.
Rick in Vegas, you're up next on the ticket.
Liners.
Hey.
Rick, how you doing?
Good.
Just back in on the red eye after last night's trap in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
How many times did the Raiders score no points on Monday Night Football?
Never.
How many times did they lose on Monday Night Football?
Well, I guess, it looked too good to be true, and it was.
Well, you know, it's one of those, like you said, trap bets. Anytime you get the home team on Monday Night with points, the rule is take it, no matter what.
Well, I did, thanks.
Yeah.
tell you what else.
I watched General Custer on A&E.
How'd he fare with the points?
He didn't fare well either. Two slaughters last night. Custer and the Raiders.
I was reading page 2B of today's paper.
That's awesome.
And I was reading about your lag in ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd call with a couple of suggestions to shake up the lineup.
Okay.
The last thing I want to see happen is the ticket go away.
First, I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
No, it won't, but how about this? First of all, your MVP is Chuck Cooperstein. There isn't a guy that you have who's a better guy, and he should be batting leadoff in the morning. So I'd slot Chuck into that number one position. Skip Bayless is so busy promoing his newsletter and tripping over the Cowboys and Jerry Jones. I mean, he's sickening. But he's anyway, better. I'd move Chuck into the number one spot. I'd leave Chris Arnold batting number two. Batting number three, I'll tell you what, I'd give Elfenbein and Shapiro a couple of Valiums and put them in there. I mean, they're a little bit high-strung, but they sure do know their sport.
Shapiro?
I'd move Skip then back into the number four spot. I'd bench Dunham and Miller. I mean, that lollygag and Ribby Pulch stick is getting so old.
Hey, what's that? Come on now.
We love
out.
That.
Look out.
I mean, their knowledge of sports is so limited, and they're from Oklahoma.
Look out
they
now.
They are not from Oklahoma.
Look out.
And last but not least, I'd put you two guys in the drive home slot because you're certainly the most entertaining. And last but not least, I'm going to make you one other suggestion to ticket
least.
Management. As much as they're in denial, I'm going to tell you something. The most devoted sports fans of all are people that game on these games on a daily basis. They're interested in the lines.
They're interested
in the line movements.
Okay, I think that guy, I think he was a paid sponsor who would call in and give picks and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I'll ask Mike about that, but as he redoes the ticket lineup, which I guess was tinkered with a few times before the five-year anniversary, right?
Uh-huh.
I just found it amusing that the one that he would oust from the ticket is the one that has become the strongest thing that Dallas-Fort Worth radio maybe has ever seen, that frickin' Musers ratings machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've gotten some number ones and things like that. They get number ones by three or four shares. They are awesome. And that's the one that the amateur PD said, hey, but they don't know anything about sports. Oh, joining us now, one of those guys who knows very little about sports is George
Dunham.
He's
from Oklahoma.
He lives in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoman George Dunham.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Rick, the compulsive gambler, how he likes me now.
What was that? Do you remember Rick?
Oh, yeah. He used to call up with gambling tips all the time, and then when we started screening him out, then he started calling.
Oh, okay.
You know, and ripping everybody.
I'll tell you what.
I remember him. He's actually a pretty funny caller.
The way the hardline let him go for 3 or 4 minutes sometimes, I thought he was a paid.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was a sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Should have given Rick his own show.
So if Rick had 17 years, if he took the under, he lost.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you this. All right, let me play you this little clip from a ticker and tell me what year this is from. Because it has University of North Texas news in it.
Okay.
So.
Oh.
How we doing?
UNT football head coach Matt Simon will start freshman quarterback Josh Gulley against LSU this weekend. Gulley is a 6'5", 197-pounder. You may remember him. He's from South Grand Prairie High. He'll get the start this weekend. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Gary Daniels reminding you to remember the time you spent listening
so they were
to
doing
Radio 13.
National Signing Day specifics?
No, he said he's going to start against
UNT
LSU.
Football head coach Matt Simon will start.
He's 6'5", 197. Boy, he's a small kid.
Yeah, he's a
he's a string bean.
You could blow him over a little bit, couldn't you?
Oh, he was a freshman, yeah. And that was 95. That's the only year he played, I think.
Wow. That's scary that you know that.
Well, I figured if anybody would, it'd be you.
I don't know much about sports or anything.
Let's get rid of the Musers. That's really my one thing that I really want to end the call with. This is we just don't need the Musers. All these other guys though are great. Skip,
need,
Coop, you know, those are ratings winners.
And we I don't know. We may have been onto something. Maybe we would have been ultra successful had they gotten rid of us.
We need more. We need more gambling lines in our tickers as well, Sean.
Yeah, can we do that?
Let's get that. Let's take the gaming community properly.
Yeah, hopefully Rick's still around and he can email us and call us some more for great suggestions like that.
In the next segment.
Oh,
you won't believe
that was a drop.
In the next segment, you won't believe how the hardline would handle callers who just wanted to meander and then tell jokes. That's my tease. So
that's kind of meandering right there.
Kind of.
Bye, George.
See ya.
Good luck.
Oh,
good luck with the stomach. There he goes. Take it.
All right, Mike Reiner's here.
What a treat
for an early. Why today doesn't suck.
Mike,
yes, let's do some birthdays.
Mike, who turned me on to Jimmer and Girl Talk in 1 month.
And Gemma. All right, so...
I've been reading up on Jimmer.
We got a hold of a tape from 1994. To you, this might be a little of a beating. I think you came in here with a bit of a defensive posture, like you're about to get kicked in the...
Like, what are we up to?
Look, it's just, to me...
We come in peace.
And at least from me quickly polling the young guys around here, it's a fascinating thing to hear the ticket 17 years ago. Because we're all so familiar with it now, and it seems like, oh, was it always like this? This very airwaves and the very people on them didn't necessarily sound the same as they sound now. But we grow. We evolve.
Yes.
We live. We learn.
Take shape.
So are you a little more at ease here?
Am I at ease? Well, I don't know. Let's hear this.
All right. Here is... All right, let's just roll through a couple of callers, and then you just tell me what you think. This is from 1994, and the hard line was probably on the air from 11 to 2?
Yes, 11 to 2.
That was the shift?
Right. Yes.
Richard in Bedford, you're up next on the ticket.
Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
Well, the last guy kind of stole my thunder.
Did he?
Yeah, just a little, but I...
Okay, well, go ahead. You can get your point in. We're running an open forum here.
Okay. Well, I was sitting here listening to everybody. It's either Baylor complaining that Texas cheats or Texas complains that Baylor cheats or nobody likes A&M. And I thought we should just change the name of the conference to the South Wine Conference.
The South Wine Conference. Good idea.
And I
like it.
I got a real bad joke for you.
Now, it's not going to get us taken off the air, is it?
Nah.
Okay.
It's just one of those that'll make you moan. Do you know why Aggies don't... listen to the ticket between 6 and 9.
Why don't Aggies listen to the ticket between 6 and 9?
Because they look at the schedule and it says skip.
They look at the schedule and it says skip.
Yeah. Brrr, I said it was bad. I warned you.
Very nice, Richard. Very nice.
Okay, thank you.
All right, call us in with another joke sometime.
Okay.
Fellow's a bit of a humorist, you might say.
Do you, can you still make that noise?
Brrr,
he just hasn't employed it in the last 16 years or so.
The ticket's first drop.
That's kind of been put on the shelf a little bit.
All right. You want to hear the caller about the all-time greatest athlete or the all-time baseball team?
A caller is giving his all-time baseball team? Yes.
Let's go back to the phones now, I guess, and talk to Bill in Plano on a car phone. Hi, Bill.
How you doing?
Okay.
I've been trying to get in for a couple days. Did the name of Carl Furillo come up for right fielder the other day?
Carl Furillo. Nope. The name of Carl Furillo did not come up for right fielder.
Oh, he hit over 300, I think, you know, the years he was up with the Dodgers, and nobody took third on anything hit the right field with him.
That's right. I remember him.
Yep. You're as old as I am then.
Okay. Well, who's your center fielder?
Well, I'm prejudiced. I say Duke Snider, but let's face it, Willie Mays is, I think, probably an all-time center fielder.
Pause.
Okay, and your left fielder?
So he's prejudiced in that he wants a white team? Or he's prejudiced because he's partial to Duke Snider?
I think
he really is prejudiced.
He might reveal that here.
Okay. Wow. What about first base?
First base? It goes back. I think Gil Hodges. Or, you know, you go back to the great Yankee, Lou Gehrig.
Either okay. One. Hodges or Gehrig, huh?
Yep.
I think you're a little bit of a Dodger fan, Bill.
Well, I'm prejudiced. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it. Take care.
Now, are you pretending to write it down, or are you actually keeping a little list there?
No, I didn't keep lists in those days.
Little blank diamonds where you fill out all the callers, all-time baseball teams.
Also, let's see.
So would you petition for these calls?
I don't remember.
Call us in. Take us around the horn.
Something.
We probably did.
Now, you didn't hear
it. But I certainly seem a little bit more eager to harbor that kind of thing than I would be today.
It seems like it. I would love someone to call in with their all-time baseball team.
Here's your, yeah.
2011.
Incredible patience.
Fielder? Come on.
See if Danny can handle that. And...
Oh, my gosh. Would they get past Danny?
Danny wouldn't pick up the phone.
Oh, okay. This is interesting. If you're someone that thinks Mark Folliwell is this respected Mavs announcer, right? I mean,
he's a serious play-by-play guy.
We
isn't he?
Barely remember him as ticker guy, barely. But I'm sure there are many who never knew that he did tickers for you guys. Here's one on the ticket.
Whoa.
Ticket ticker time right now. Cowboys Miami coming up Sunday. Here is Mark Folliwell with more.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike. Texas Tech fans will have a special reason to watch the Dolphins on Sunday. The Dolphins starred rookie Zach Thomas at middle linebacker, and Emmett Smith says he's having a great year.
Kind of sounds like Rich Phillips.
He's all over the field. They're active. Getting them making
Rich
plays.
Just imitates Mark.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
Early Mark.
I seen him put some pops on some people.
Because he saw where that guy
got a little hidden power behind him.
But the big storyline, of course, involves Jimmy, Jerry, and Barry. Barry Switzer was asked what a win over Jimmy Johnson would mean to him.
No more than they did when I was at Oklahoma. And it's a win. You go play a team. It's not playing personality. You know, talk about it. Win over Todd Lawson was more important.
Both teams are 4-3 heading into Sunday's contest to Miami. Don Shula, Don Coryell, Jerome Brown, among those nominated for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Those who will be selected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame will be announced in January. Friday Night Football on the Ticket tonight will be at 8 o'clock. A District 9 5A matchup, Mesquite going against rival and top-ranked North Mesquite.
That's a good game.
And the final two preseason games will be this weekend in Mexico City. They will play tomorrow and Sunday in the four-team NBA Challenge 96. That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Mark Falwell, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We're still going.
Welcome to Race Week.
Yes.
Different
right,
ticker music.
Yes. I'd totally forgotten about that ticker bed. I think that tape is too fast.
Yeah, it does seem awful chipmunky.
It is audio tape. So if you know anything about audio tape, Groobs, let me teach you young kids.
It's a little pitchy.
Well, if you leave it sit for a decade,
right,
it can tend to lose a little of its whatever it is, the elasticity or...
I didn't know that.
It fades over into the... Because it's wound together,
right,
and then it's wound around like a roll of toilet paper.
Right.
Like if you drew some ink on the toilet paper and then wound it all together and let it lay there for 10 years, some of it fades to the next piece. And it does that with the audio, too. All right. Well, whatever.
Mike, you okay?
Audio tape is weird.
Yeah, I'm fine.
We don't use it anymore.
Then why'd you dozing off?
Isn't it a better day that you don't use it anymore?
Oh, hold on.
Mike, wake up.
I'm fine.
This might wake you up. Here, now, you guys seem to dabble in bits, and especially once Gordo, it appeared some of these tapes I listened to, Gordo would just be sitting there next to you and Grego for the whole show, very, very occasionally chime in, maybe with something real, like he was an offensive character, and then he'd say something, and you guys would be very upset that he said so, and you would admonish him, and why are you saying that, and...
All right.
Is that how it would be? Like he would just sit there?
Let's hear it.
No. I'm just saying. Is that?
Yeah. Sometimes
I don't really have anything.
He would do some stuff for us, and sometimes that would consist of just hanging around and
just sitting there and being funny occasionally.
Yeah, jumping in whenever he had something to jump in with.
Was that when you were 11 to 2?
Yeah.
And then he worked with when were the Musers on?
They were on 2 to 5.
Oh, they were afternoon drive, yeah. I guess, or split afternoon drive.
Yeah, it was divided up between them and Coop.
5 to 8.
Coop would get on to 5. Yeah. So Gordo would just hang out for 5 hours, 6 hours or something.
What was that?
Yeah.
Now, and help out everybody.
So he was on with that Musers that you just heard, too? He was on with them?
No. No.
Okay. Well, he did a lot more stuff with us back then when we were 11 to 2 than he did with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was your guy.
Yeah, pretty
much.
And
they kind of stole him.
Right.
Like you guys stole Corby.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here's just a little piece.
We're about to steal Donovan, too.
Here's a little piece of...
Really?
Yeah.
Looking for Bob. Like, oh, you can have him.
You want to hear some early fake Jerry?
Sure.
Let's see. You have a sister. Here you go.
We were very surprised yesterday.
Chipmunk.
No, we were outright shocked. When we looked up and standing here at the broadcast shrine at 3
rings. Oh, yeah. This is also the day of the...
Fake Jerry.
And I'll tell you what. I remember this when I started here. You guys would often have a bit that went real well on Tuesday. Don't be surprised to hear it played in a different day part on Wednesday. I don't think we do that much anymore around here.
No.
Except for the Musers early morning replaying the 840
right.
bit. But this is actually a tape of them replaying something that happened yesterday.
Now, you may wonder, as we did, exactly what he's doing in Jimmy Johnson's Three Rings Bar and Grill. Well, Fake Jerry was kind enough to sit down for a few moments
of banter
and
repartee
with us, and that came down as follows.
When's
Puzzle
that?
For a second.
The very first?
Yeah, the first time the Cowboys went to Miami to play the Jimmy-coached Dolphins after he left here.
Right.
the entire radio station went down there.
Wow.
For that.
Just for that game?
Yes, just for that game. We spent a couple days down there that week. It was a lot of fun.
It's aggressive.
Yes.
That is
Yes, we were very aggressive players back then. Not so much
now. But you were the PD, right?
Aggressive.
So you were the guy approving the budget? Or were you still the program director at this point?
No. I was merely the afternoon drive guy.
But you wielded quite a bit of clout, I would imagine. If you said we might need to go down here, whoever was PD.
Well, I made my points known.
All right.
But I believe the laddie was the PD then.
Was he?
Yeah. So,
what? Yeah. Hello? All right, joining us now here at Three Rings, let's bring on Fake Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, just put those headsets on.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Fake Jerry.
Good morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning to you.
Afternoon.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Let me ask you a couple of things. First of all, aren't you down here a little bit early? I mean, what are you down here this early for?
Well,
you
don't... certainly, we're down here.
So this all started with you guys.
We're scouting it out. Stephen, of
Jerry
course, and I want to get a head start.
And how did that ever develop? Were you guys just sitting around and he occasionally did it, like after a Jerry soundbite?
You know, he would hang around and he just started doing all this crazy stuff, all these impersonations.
And you're like...
And they were good.
And then it was, how in the world of sports radio, this certainly hadn't happened before.
No.
So how did you guys say, let's turn it into 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
Well, this is a 6.5 minute Fake Jerry right here.
I do enjoy
I'm just saying, the quick, I imitate a voice that comes, you know, that you hear real quick.
Right, you might hear
and
it.
And then move on.
For one
many people do that.
Smidgen. Yes, a lot of people do that.
But the guts to say, hey, let's interview you that guy.
He had a little bit more than just that. Gordon could make, you know, a full-blown bit out of this imitation.
He's quite a mimic.
Yes, he is quite a mimic.
All right,
he's
let me
take it mimic.
Since we're going so late, but this is all good stuff. Here is Mike. This is a bit that they did daily, I would guess. It's on hockey. All right, Bob.
Oh, really?
Here okay.
1:35 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket with the Hardliners from Frozen Pond last night. A few items here. It was Devil over Finn 3-1. Guerin and Andrew Chuck, third period goals, 16 seconds apart for Devil. The Terrible Swift Sword over the Blue Blanc and Rouge, 6-3. Plant, 2 goals. Audet had the game-winning goal. That would be a power play goal in the second. And Leaf over Hub, 2-1. Wendell Clark, 1 goal, 1 assist.
You know, from Frozen Pond?
Yes.
Was that the daily update on the
yeah,
NHL?
Coming back from breaks, we would do that for hockey and the NBA. Pick
never,
a few games and just touch on them.
I've never... No, it was completely a vehicle just to get your names out there. Let's be honest.
No, it wasn't. I was a fan. I mean, I got all those names right. You heard Donald Audet and Wendell Clark and Boat.
Yeah. Why don't we use that anymore?
I don't know. What's the matter with that?
And then one more thing that I thought maybe
where did
we'll
you find
steal.
That? Is that, you know?
That's on the tape.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Just that by itself, or that coming into a break, or what?
Yeah, coming out of a break or something.
Okay.
This is all just, that's why some of it's kind of choppy in the editing.
This is great.
You guys had a peanut gallery.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any sort of archives on your laptop, or?
Very little. Very, very, very little.
Do you wish you did?
Yes.
Like just yesterday, I said to TC, get all of our Dirk interviews ever, and he brought me back three and a half hours of just Dirk on our show, which I don't know what I'll ever do with it, but...
You've got it.
And now in these eternal hard drive, infinite amount of space, if I ever need it, I don't know what I would
do for. Yeah, terabytes and all that that cost $100 now.
It's never too late, Mike.
I don't know how to work that stuff.
Yeah, it's too late. All right, I guess we don't. Well, I don't care.
All right, somebody in the peanut gallery wants has a question. Let's go to Ed Cohen. And who are you, sir? And
my name is Johnny. I'm from Garland.
So at road shows, you guys would have a mic set up.
Yes. And
so
Ed
instead
Cohen
of taking
would...
a call, Bob,
yeah,
it's called the peanut gallery, and they would come up and give their opinions.
Right.
Or...
Sounds like a great idea.
Right.
What can we do?
Which is kind of a great idea, but if they tell bad jokes, or you know how a caller you can hang up on?
Right.
Now you got the guy sitting there. looking at you.
That's the downside. Yeah,
for you, I've heard a lot of talk recently about the new outdoor soccer league, and I'm really excited about the opportunity for people like insomniacs to go out and finally get a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Also, some good quality time for families.
Mm-hmm.
Picnicking on the green grass out there, because there's certainly no danger of any action coming their way.
Right.
And we're just really excited.
See how he doesn't like soccer?
We had a great lunch down here at Hooters today, guys. It's been delicious. Unlike other restaurants in the area, their chicken sandwiches come with no beak.
That is good.
That is great. And
bits
galore, we're definitely staying hard out here at Hooters, guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Very good. Very good. Staying hard out here at Hooters. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Good.
How about that, Sandbass?
I think he's right on. I like staying hard with the hardliners.
Do you really?
Love it.
See, there's Gordo just sitting there. You know what?
Yes, now that's one of his almost totally forgotten characters, Sandbass Dan.
Sandbass Dan.
Yes.
And what would he do?
Basically be insulting to everybody.
You know, when I started on the night show, I remember, because I would get here really early, like 3 o'clock early to start at 8. And a lot of it was just loitering while the Hardline did their show. And I always remember Gordo would come up here and sit with Kat for a while and hash out an idea. But Gordo was kind of on the Alexis split schedule, kind of come back up deal, right?
By then, he had started working with them and with the Musers and us. And I don't know, just somewhere along the line, it morphed into Musers only for him.
I always felt that was like I know what radio management is all about, and it was justifying his existence. Because it's hard to explain to the suits, Gordo.
Yes.
And so, well, what if we have him work two shifts? He'll help out both shows a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they nodding. Okay, well, I can see that then. I can see a full-time salary for that if he's going to be here.
So he would do like...
But not for just 3 hours of just sitting there as a sidekick.
No.
Like he would do three bits for the Musers and three for you guys every week or something?
Something like that.
Or he'd recycle some of them back and forth?
Something like that.
Was it when Kat came back that Gordo got out of that?
I thought he was out of it by the time you and I started.
He was out of it by the time that...
Well, no, when I started, he would be in with them a little bit, because I remember him admonishing Expo once for not laughing enough at one of the bits.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah. Like you said, it seemed to be, at least between him and Bruce, some kind of a concrete contract. Like two times a week, you do something for the Hardline.
Yeah,
and,
that's what it was.
And you don't have to show up till 7 with the Musers.
Right.
Things like that.
Right.
Special exemption Gordo.
Yes. That's how it all started.
Well, Mike... Congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you. This is fascinating stuff.
You really? This isn't excruciating? You actually like it?
Would you like a copy of all that? I would love one. I've totally forgotten about all this stuff.
Well,
town loves football. That's why we talk about it all day, all night.
That's all we do.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Let's bring that back. We need that one back for sure.
God, that's awesome, man. It's awesome that you filed that.
Hot, hip, and lots of lip. The Ticket covers the spread this season. On Cowboys game day, it's Preston Pearson's pre- and post-game show.
Sports Radio
13. Preston Pearson at
pre-
and post?
Yes.
Groobs says he remembers when he was a little 8-year-old Groobs hearing when his dad would pop this on in the car, he'd slump. Because... he didn't want to hear the ticket when he was a little kid.
But did he slump with his little shoulder harness child carrier seat?
Like he was in it?
He was 8, Bob.
You would slump, Shoopy?
Did you spit out your passy?
I was really into sports at that time.
Oh, you want to see what we do? I'm sorry. This is the last thing. How do we combat those stations?
Well, we're so late now, we're early for the next one.
Right.
So that's good.
How do we combat these stations that talk politics all day?
No Bill and Hill updates, just Jerry, Barry, and the boys. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's genius. Well done.
Wow.
We're not going to waste your time with Bill and Hillary talk.
This is awesome, man.
All right, Mike, get out to Wiley. Where are you going today?
Fairview.
Fairview? Yes, we're going to Fairview today.
All right, drive fast.
Yes.
Get the hell off here.
I would love to have that stuff.
It'll be done. It shall be done.
Yeah, well, digitize it. Put it in your iPod.
All right.
There you go, and you can jog to it.
All right. I was astonished earlier this afternoon during my appearance on the Bill and Don radio program.
That's Bob and Dan.
I think.
Right. And the old audio that they have uncovered of the early ticket. This is stuff that I did not know existed. There were a lot of things that we went through that I heard that I'd completely forgotten about. A lot of programming elements and stuff.
The thing that got me about that was that it wasn't anything like that you would normally save. It was just stuff. Just like a show. You know, like here's a caller.
Right.
Here's a ticker. Nothing funny happened. It was just
there. I mean, it's just part of an average day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
which is better, almost.
Yeah, it's not like it's a highlighted bit that's being archived because it's so incredible. It's just, you know, part of the fabric of a broadcast day of the little ticket about then.
So TC found all this?
Yes. TC has uncovered this.
Did we find out where he got it?
Grooves, you know?
Apparently it was just found in a production room or something, or maybe in a bin, a drawer.
No, there was a box of tapes.
Oh, is that what it was?
On Danny's desk.
Really?
Which is now gone, and it was in there. And I wonder what else was in there. And I wonder who's got it.
I'm guessing TC has it, or Dan does.
Did you know what was in there, Danny? And why would TC go through that?
I don't know. Are you sure that's where he got it?
That's what he told me.
He needs to stay out of my stuff.
I was going
to
say.
He snoops around, I think.
He's stealing from you. God, I hope he don't go in my drawer.
Well, he's kind of a ticket sloth.
That's where I keep my rubbers and my Coke.
Anyway, I was pretty astonished by this, and it got us talking about keeping stuff and archiving stuff. And now it's bothering me ever since we had this conversation to no great end, because I am a pack rat of the highest order. I regret ever throwing anything I've ever had away. Yet, I do. And I also don't keep stuff that I know I'm going to value somewhere down the line. And I have so little stuff from the ticket that it's incredible.
We are awful about archiving.
Yes.
I mean,
just
the
awful.
Worst.
And I'm going to speak to everybody out there. If you have any old ticket stuff, old, especially old broadcasts, old tapes, because
you need it for a resume.
There have always been, you know, people who have rolled on stuff back in the day. And if you've got any of that stuff, before you throw it away, give me a crack at it. Just shoot me an email and tell me you got it and ask me if I want it, because chances are I will, because I don't have any of that stuff. And I know there's going to come a day somewhere down the road when all of this is over that
it'll mean something.
Yeah, that it'll mean a lot more than it does now.
This is never going to end.
Well, I mean, yes,
maybe
it will.
Not for you.
Yeah, it will. You're not going to live forever.
I am too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are.
Me and Charlie Sheen.
As a matter of fact, I am too. I'm never going to die. I'm just not going to do this.
But when this does all go away and, like, my grandkids are like, oh, what grandpa, where'd he work?
You really want them to hear this? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
There's Pawpaw. That's what he did for a living.
I don't understand.
I'm Mr. Sex. Please.
Hey, Dill. All right, I get it, Grooves.
You understand
that
why you
that I married?
You don't want any of this stuff.
I don't want to.
Oh no, you do
boys.
Too.
I don't it's want okay. a collection of drops.
I have had sex with a black girl.
All right, I don't.
You do want them to hear this?
I do.
I don't,
yes,
I've
you
met
do.
Your Evers.
Oh no, that's all Danny has for his grandkids. Here's
is what.
I don't like Medgar Evers. That is taken completely out of context.
I don't know how it could be, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound edited at all, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
At all.
Totally clean.
But
just might have been some stuff around it.
I think you're right. Like, you're not going to sit around and listen to this stuff, though.
I might.
No, you're not.
That's how you're going to spend your twilight years?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Listening to the old tapes of you and the hammer and taking calls from T-Biscuit or whatever the hell.
Yes.
E-Biscuit.
I don't know. Just, you know, your dumb callers back in the day that had names.
And the thing is, like, the old audio they played today, it was a caller who called up and, I mean, issued one of the worst jokes you could ever have, and you sat there and go, man, that's a nice one, buddy. If that guy called
the
today...
The leniency on the phones back then...
Oh, you would have killed him. I mean...
It was not a judicious system in play.
No, I think you were just trying to get along with everybody. But I don't blame you. I don't... Look... Listening to that was...
Well, what would you have done back then?
The same thing.
As you were listening from the other side.
The same thing, but...
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him.
Okay.
When he was Danny in Lake Highlands.
Same thing now. Not take...
Get your ass hung up on now, you
Yes.
Not... So even back then, in the infancy of the thing, when you're just trying to make this thing work somehow, some way...
Right.
You'd have been the total a-hole to him back then that
Look,
you would be today.
I don't tune into the ticket to listen to... Kyle in Pleasant Grove, tell me what he thinks about the Super Bowl.
I
listen to hear you knuckleheads.
Or how about the caller that called in and gave his all-time baseball
team?
Oh,
my God, I mean, that was painful.
I enjoyed that.
No, you didn't.
But
I did too.
It was just the way things were.
And, well, I suppose most people would vote for Willie Mays, but yeah, I think Carl Furillo should be in.
Well, I agree with you. That was a great call. Thank you very much. Stay hard. And then you hang up and you move on to the next guy. But that's the beauty of it, is that... I listened to that and never thought anything. I never even blinked.
I didn't either.
It was the evolution of the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you listen and you thought, God, you know what? He's right. Willie Mays. Yeah. I love old Carl and Plano and T-Biscuit.
You know, it used to be that then, and now it's turned into what it is today. But it's squeefy. It's, I don't know. For me, it's neat to hear that. And I was just astonished that
it existed.
Yes.
First of all, between you and Mark, it sounded like you guys shared about six hits off a helium balloon before you opened your mics.
I couldn't believe how high your voices were.
Those tapes were warped.
I can only imagine what mine would sound like. Everything sounded
only,
like...
Only dogs could hear you.
Line of the Millennium.
Thanks.
Oh, man. It was very... Very eye-opening in many respects, but I agree with you, because ever since I've been on here, you know, since 99 or whatever it was, there's been no... We used to archive some things, because I remember Danny and I would go in there and
Well, it's been when we had a good intern.
CDs.
We had Jake.
That's right. Jake would do all that for us.
That's why Jake's where he is now, because he was the only effective intern we've ever had.
But the bottom line is, you know, Bad Radio has...
Well, let's get another one then.
No. They suck, man. I don't want any
Jake
interns.
Jake is one in a million.
They hang around.
All right,
and
then
look
this,
at
then
you.
None of this is going to get archived,
right?
If you put them to work, they don't hang around and look at you. If you give them some to do,
that's all they
and
do.
What they need to do is archive this.
Yeah.
This gold.
Yes. Are you if you don't let them in there during the show, you tell them you don't want them around.
But like, okay, I heard Bob say today that you know they archive every show, and TC like pulled together 4 hours of Dirk from the last 10 years or something like that. To which, neat, but I would never listen to, like, we have all those Michael Irvin shows. We do. We saved every one of those Michael Irvin shows. But guess what? I don't care. I'm never going to listen to that.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You can have them.
I'll take them.
Those are all sitting there, but you're not going to sit around one day as you're listening to Bodhi Zafa and think, man, I want to.
What?
I want to put on... I want
to listen to what?
Bodhisattva, that's
Steely Dan.
Oh, okay. Bodhisattva.
Bodhisattva.
You're not going to say, man, I want to hear Michael Irvin from 1997 or something
the
like
Michael
that.
Michael Irvin show from San Antonio.
Man, y'all need a new theme song for that. That's
crap.
Those
were good times.
Yeah, I probably will listen to it if I had it.
And half of it's going to be...
Look, I can't allow you to spend your dying years listening to old ticket tapes.
Why? I want to.
Because you need to get out and
party
experience
more.
Life and
right.
travel.
Right.
Oh, God.
Beth is still here?
How is that in existence?
The Michael Irvin Show from San Antonio.
Oh,
it's
God.
The Michael Irvin Show.
I can't believe he didn't
Antonio.
Like this.
The Michael Irvin Show. From San
oh, God, kill me.
Finish it.
Of all the things that exist.
From San Antonio.
Man, what? Are y'all going to give me a new song or what?
Every
Hang
week.
On.
It's the Michael
There's
Irvin
more.
Show. From San Antonio.
All right, we get
the
it.
Michael Irvin Show.
That's a pretty wicked
from
guitar word.
But the bottom line is...
That's back when I was useful.
I do think it's cool. that those guys have all that archive.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's just it goes back to the segment we had on filming and the over-filmification of our children, where every moment is documented, where odds are you're never going to look at it.
Even if you don't, it's neat to have it.
Why? What's the point? It's like having a suit you don't wear. What's the point?
I don't know. I don't know what the point is. I just think it's neat to have it. I would rather have it than not, even if I don't ever listen to it.
All right. Well, we're not getting an intern. Those people...
Why can't we get an intern?
...are weird, all right? We don't need them hanging around and eating...
Just because they don't smoke pot and do all the things you do?
Listen to Wilco?
Yeah. Just because they're not like you.
Look, I was an intern. I know I was weird. You guys didn't want me hanging around up there, looking at you, staring at you while you're doing.
Damn, what you did?
While you're doing a sports segment or having fun or whatever, and they're
then
texting their buddies. Yeah, I'm up here, just staring at them. It's awesome.
Okay, well then, keep them away. Don't let them stare at
but
you.
But the
give
thing is
when give
you,
them when, give them something to do.
Okay, but when you go back over the show, and you try to tell the guy to archive something, I mean. Really, do you want all of it, or do you want, hey, can we get Mike's mind from Wednesday?
That's
because
the thing.
It was super awesome that day.
They
just
and if
throw...
it's really good, well, I will pull it,
yeah.
Obviously.
They throw the whole show on there, and then they have those idiot interns label it all.
Yeah.
Every segment,
well, okay.
Time, everything.
Okay, then
that's a beating.
Is that what you want?
Teach them to do it the way you want to do it.
Do you want,
the way you want
no,
it
no, this is about you. This is all about you.
So from right now, let's say you work for another 20 years. That you're doing this son of a bitch when you're 80.
I might not be working another 20 hours.
Fine.
You want the rest of your life archived on this radio station. We're asking you. Do you want it? Because we can make
it
happen.
We can make it happen.
We can
I'll
find someone in Fairview right now to come down and work and intern and archive everything.
Yes, I do.
You want that to happen?
Yes, I would love that.
Oh,
I don't. All right, fine. Line forms to the left, but people that want to do this crap.
Cocktail.
Don't email me. Email Mike.
No, email me.
No, email Mike.
Email Danny.
He can sift through them all. And
email TC.
You want a girl? You want a hot girl with big old boobs?
Of course
no,
he does.
No. Girls don't know. They don't know how to do stuff like that.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they
no,
do.
They no,
girls
they
are smarter than you at that
no,
stuff.
We don't need girls. We can use girls for other things.
So sexist. Girls don't know how to do that stuff.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They know how to work a computer better than you.
What's that saying?
Not much.
Very
little.
I knows how to work a computer better than me. All right, it's 5:53. I'm not sure what we got done
a
there.
Lot.
But time
basically
will tell, I guess.
Housekeeping on the air.
Yep. Yeah, that's pre-show stuff there on the air.